This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The East Troublesome Fire SCAR remains closed to the public. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
The fire started last October and quickly burned more than 190,000 acres. Access points to the burned area on national forest lands in Grand County near Rocky Mountain National Park are still closed. The fire burned so late in the fall season last year that snow fell before forest managers could stabilize the area. A second round of assessments are underway this week to gauge burn severity and what needs to be done to increase safety and protect lives within the burn area. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Denver has a new plan to keep residents cool without wrecking the climate. CPR's Sam Brash explains.
Grace Rink runs the city's Climate Action Office. She says the policy outline is meant to help add cooling in low-income neighborhoods.
This is how we're going to bring cooling to people in their homes so that they can survive where they are.
It also calls for new incentives and building codes to promote heat pumps. The units provide both heating and cooling. That means they could replace thousands of natural gas furnaces with machines run on wind and solar power. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Coming up, excessive heat warnings are in effect across the West, where temperatures will hit the triple digits, a signal that climate change and lengthening summers pose serious problems for the region. The Western heat wave in 5 minutes on All Things Considered. Earlier this month, a big international soccer showdown came to town. So it seemed like the perfect opportunity, not just for shots on goal, but shots in arms.
We got a few people who actually got vaccinated right now at the game, Mexico versus USA, and that was great.
CPR health reporter John Daly on the push to vaccinate, to boost vaccination in Colorado's Hispanic community. John's story in 15 minutes on All Things Considered. The excessive heat warning continues for Grand Junction and the Western Slope. At this hour, Grand Junction's at 102. Denver and Fort Collins, 99 degrees. Vail, 88. You're listening to CPR News.